Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends, and Shir Shavi. Special schus for David Yitzchak ben Akiva Yehuda. And the schus Yochevet Fega bas Michal Yedispasia, her fuasa. And we'll be discussing whether or not one has to wear a mask. Big question. Based on a beautiful sefer which came out after the pandemic called Makas Medina. The Mishnah Bava Kamma says that if a dog takes a charara, takes a cracker, and the cracker has a call on it, and he goes to a haystack, and he eats the charara, and he lights up the haystack with the coal, so on the charara he pays nezek shalim for shame, and on the haystack he only pays chatzi nezek. The Rambam says the chatzi nezek is not tsroiris, which is when an animal kicks stones, so the damage it does is tsroiris, chatzi nezek. So to hear, the damage done by the kol is chatzi nezek. The Gemara wants to know why the balag acheles isn't also responsible. Why only the balag kelev? And the Gemara answers, it's talking about where he guarded his gacheles. So since he did what he was supposed to do, then he's not responsible at all. Only the balag kelev is responsible. As Tosfos, why doesn't the Gemara ask that the balag kelev should be putter from the charara? Why the balag kelev should be putter for eating the loaf? V'ner mikan ledaktik, says Tosfos, you have to be more careful not to be mazik others and not to become have hezek because to yourself. So the guy has to guard his gacheles, so that the dog doesn't come in, take this gacheles and do harm to others. And he also has to guard his, Tosa says at the beginning that it's talking about where the owner of the haystack is also the owner of the coal and the cracker. So you wouldn't really have to pay the balag acheles, but the Gemara's kash is let him take half of the loss and let the balag kelev only pay a revia. Let him only pay a quarter. The Gemara says he guarded his gacheles, so it's not his fault, he's honest. But the fact that the Bala Kelev is chayv in the Charara, that's not a shayla at all. It's Pasha that he's chayv in the Charara. So a person has to be more careful that he shouldn't damage others, and he should be concerned that he shouldn't be damaged. Therefore, if he didn't guard the Kacheles properly and it damaged, he's partially negligent and liable. You have to be careful that you don't cause damage. You have to guard your gacheles. The Gemara's Teretz says he guarded it, so he's beseder. But you have to make sure to guard your gacheles and make sure that it doesn't damage others. But you don't have to be concerned that your items not be damaged. Therefore, even if he didn't guard the charara properly, that shouldn't be taken by the dog. Nevertheless, since it was in his rishus, he's not considered as a negligent partner in this crime, because he left the charara open for all to take. So you have to make sure that you don't cause harm to others. You have to guard your gacheles, but not your charara. Therefore, the owner of the dog was responsible for the charara, totally responsible. There's no shaila that he's responsible, because you have to make sure that you don't damage. Be'efsher, or Ein Sarach, it should say. Ein Sarach Lishmar Atzma Kadosh Loch Kelev Kedei Litol Chararasa. You don't have to guard yourself that the dog shouldn't take the charara. That's not the problem. The problem is the kacheles, not the charara. And you have to be careful not to cause damage. More than you have to be careful not to be damaged. Not to be damaged, you don't have to guard your charara. You have to guard your kacheles, and the owner of the dog has to guard his dog, because you're not allowed to cause damage to others. Zabraisa says that if three potters were walking one behind the other, and the first one tripped, and the second tripped on the first, and the third tripped on the second, so the rule is that the first is liable for damages he caused to the second, whether they are caused by his body or his utensils. The second is only liable for damages his body caused to the third, but not for damages caused by his utensils. So Gemara says that if nitkal is poshe, if tripping is negligence, the second should be liable for the third, as much as the first is liable for the second. So it is evident that even if the second is considered a poshe and is tripping, and therefore he's liable for damages to the third, but he's not considered a poshe, that the first shouldn't be liable for damaging him. So you see this is so, that you have to be more careful not to damage others. You're obligated for damaging others when you're not obligated for being damaged. So the second is chayav for what he did to the third, but he doesn't have to take the loss that the first damaged him. Because you don't have to be as careful not to cause yourself harm. So we see Akol Panim, this Yisod, that Yosi Yesh Leidem Lizoya, Atzmo Shaleazik Acherem Mishalo Yuzok. You have to be more careful not to damage others than you yourself be damaged. There it's talking about kadorim and zagogim, potters and glaziers. So the first stumbled and fell, the second stumbled over the first, the third stumbled over the second. So the first person is liable to pay for the damage of the second for the third. Ayin Sham B'Divrei HaGemara. What comes out from the Gemara is that you have to be more careful about damage you do to others and being damaged yourself. So that's what comes out from the Gemara on Daf Chof Gimel. And that's what comes out from the Gemara on Daf Lamed Aleph and Bava Kama. Those are the two Gemaras that we quoted. That you have to be careful not to cause harm to others. There's another sugya. In the third parak, Amenecha Zakat B'Shisara Mubarcha V'Nitka B'Vashavra Pater V'Muzak B'Balachav Eschayiv B'Niska. A person puts a kad, a jug in Shisara, and somebody's Nitka, and he breaks it, he's Pater. And if he's Nizak, damages caused the Balachov is Chayv Beniska. That's the Gemara. Why is he putter? When he breaks it, he should look where he's going. The Gemara answers what it answers. Tosis note, Avalhachlo Parach Amai Chayv Benisko Kishuhuzok. In other words, the Gemara is wondering, why is the one who breaks it not chayav for payment? But it never thinks to patur the balakad from harm. Doesn't think to patur the balakad. Why not? Because it's pashut, you have to be careful not to be mazik others. And therefore the balakad is chayiv. So we have three sugyas that you have to be careful not to cause harm to others. So Chazonisha we won't get into too much, but he says L'chor HaTosis is a mechadish anything. It's a muskal rishon shenizak eino chayav b'shmira shelo yinazek. It's pashut that a person who's nizak doesn't have to be careful that nazik doesn't happen to him. In other words, only the mazik has to be careful, but the nizik doesn't have to be so careful. And for, of course, we're chayav the mazik for nizik that he caused. Why is that pashut? Otherwise, there's no hilchos nizik, and anytime you cause nizik, you say it's your bad. He says, Adavar Pasha, what Tosis is saying. Ayin Shem B'divrei HaChazonish B'choshen Mishpat B'Avakam Esim En Ches Os Yud Lo Nikanes Laze. But the conclusion of the Chazonish is that a person has to guard himself not to be mazik me'eva l'dalko shaloylam, even more than one is normally chayv. Normally what one would guard himself, he has to guard himself chazal chaznish even more. And even if it requires a tarach maruba. Those who argue with this Tosfos, the Maram Mirut, the Gos Memonios brings the Maram Mirutenberg, argues with this Yisod of Tosfos, but the Netziv holds that the Sheiltas and the Rambam hold not like this Shita. So Kapanam, we have Tosfos who brings a raya from three different sugyas, and we have the Netziv who says that's the Shita of the Rambam and others. So you have to be more careful not to cause damage to others and not to be damaged yourself. Gemara says about Yaakov Avinu, he had Shalim b'Mamona. What does it mean, Shalom b'memono? So the Shla writes, Sechas Sukkah near Mitzvah, that Zarech ma'od ma'od li'os nisar shle yagil l'chaver hezek m'menu. You have to be careful, that's what means Shalom b'memono. That he didn't do any damage with his money. And he brings a raya from the Gemara's that we quoted. The person's careful about his money, not that your money shouldn't be damaged. You shouldn't cause damage. He's arrived from the Gemara in Brachos. Yitches amid beis, avod ishmol nasim los yisomim v'amsa nerechaya. Yiloiv et atayv ishlam yitzah shal yisomim. He guarded the money of yisomim more than his own money. And he says, not only because there's a man of yisomim, everybody's money you have to guard. Can't cause someone else damage. The Maral says, "Ma pitom, the bear gola bear ashvil if he adas asvar." The nizik has to guard himself from hezek. But he explains that the Torah is mechadish achiv not to mazik others because that's the opposite of reus. Reus is that you make sure you're not causing damage to others. Rav Charlap in Meimaram and Mesechus Avos, the beginning of the Sefer Mili D'Avos, writes a huge chiddush. The yikar essence of a person is his bailus that's given to him from Shemayim. And that's why you're like God. Like it says, Ani shalit b'elyonim, v'ta shalit b'tachtonim. I'm master over here, you're master down there. All of you should be in what you have bailus over, not others. Don't use others. Use what belongs to you. And therefore you can't be mazik others, because then you're taking away their bailus. The Rav Zatzal in Arp Le'Toyah, page 93-94, distinguishes between the Jews and Umas Ha'olam. He says that the dinim of mazik, of hezek mamun, have two sources, good and evil. One is because you can't do an avla to somebody else. And the other is that, what's this person doing something to me? To my money, mine. So the second way is the evil way, and that's most of the Mishpatei Hagoyim. It is, you can't touch my money, it's mine. Me, it's the me generation. And the Torah way is, no, I'm not pitum. I'm not allowed to do an avla to you. I'm not allowed to cause you harm. Ayin Shem, the Arpalei Torah, the Lashon of the Rav, is always better than when I say it. But a person can't have tzavas ayin. Oh, don't touch my stuff. It has to be, I can't touch your stuff. I can't harm you. And like we said, Rav Chalap says that a person has bailus over his things. If you negate from him his bailus, that's his tzelem elokim, his godliness, is that he's, we rule over the world. When you take away his stuff, when you destroy his things, you're impeding, impinging on his shlita over the world. Maral says that ani chashuv kemeis, because he has no chiyus mitzad atzma. His chiyus comes from others. He doesn't have internal chiyus, because he's an ani, he's dependent on others. Therefore, he's like that. Soni matanas yichyeh. He doesn't want to live from others. He wants to live from himself. That's life. If he lives from others, that's not life. The person's sarach lebriyus, so he needs other people. He doesn't have his own chiyus. Says in Avos, Yimam al Chavercha Chaviv Alecha Kishalcha. That your money of your friend should be beloved as you, as your own money. So Rabbi Yosef Engel, Nigulyoni Ashas and Avos, writes the Mashma Sagi Yosef Chaviv Kishalo. It's Mashma that your friend's stuff should be as beloved, and his money should be as beloved as your own, but not more than your own. Not like Tosfos. Tosfos, we see that your friend's money should be more beloved than your own money to you. And obviously it says, as much as. We also see Avedas Aviv, Avedas Kademis, your Aveda precedes the Aveda of your father. Avedas Avedas Rabbi, it's a lost object. Your lost object precedes that of your Rebbe. How can this be? The Achronim say that a moment of a person is very important. But an Isser is even worse. And this was even more chashuv, more significant than your money. So when it comes to causing other people damage, so that you have to distance yourself from tremendously, even if it's at the to your own expense. You have to be more careful not to cause others damage than cause yourself damage. Causing others damage is an isser. But if it's an aveda, there's no isser involved. So there, you're allowed to guard your money. But success, efes kilaycha, everyone be karavars, and you don't have to be poor. You don't have to be poor to keep mitzvahs. When it comes to causing harm to others, then you have to be more careful about that than about your own. So, in the Sefer Makas Medina, he concludes, "Nimtzeinu l'medim al kiyuma shel chova hilchatit erkit shelo yazik adam lezulato hen legufo hen lenechasav b'meisharim ba'akifin gam yachad lazo avzu chova zu ala darko chovato shel adam lakpid shelo yizku hu v'nechasav." מעתה בעניינה של מגפת הקורונה, אחר שנמיו וגמרו מומחי רפואה בעולם כולו, הסכימו כי כדי שלא יזיק אדם לזולתו, צריך לעטות מסכה, להקפיד על היגיינה, ולשמור ריחוק חברתי, וכדי וכך להגן על זולתו ועל עצמו, הרי שמעשים אלה כולם אינם רשות אלא חובה, וזאת כמצווה דתית, הלכתית, ערכית. מעלה גם לא המחויבות להישמע לתקנות ציבור, גם בלא חוק ובלא חרם. Some people said it's meaning to kind of ציבור, you have to listen. The law at the end of Machusadina, putting all that aside. If the consensus of the medical establishment is that certain things are not going to, you protect yourself from causing your friend harm, you have to do that. So if that means social distancing, if it means wearing a mask, then you have to. Al pi din, al pi Torah. It's interesting that the Ibn Ezra, Vayikra Yudgimel Mem Hei, writes, V'alsofa miyata atam shelo yazik beruach piv. And a Metzaira has to cover his mouth so that he doesn't cause damage with his breath. Very amazing, Ibn Ezra, hundreds and hundreds of years ago. The Hasakan and Balei Atos says, "Brother, the Yeshiva Vishosachol Mispachet Bnei Adam Regila Metzlo," because it's a it's contagious. So if it's true that masks really help, some people debate that. They say, "Nah, they don't do anything." So they would say, of course you have to cause, you have to make sure that you don't cause other people damage. But if you don't wear a mask, you're not doing anything to anybody else. But I don't know if anybody has any proof for that. So that's the maskan anyway of this piece. And there's obviously tons more to talk about. But this is Mamish Dinei Nefashos. You know, the millions of people who died, every person who died was killed by somebody else. Right? Didn't fall down from Shemayim. Went from one person to the next person to the next person. Everybody who got it from another person. Wasn't careful enough. A lot of times the Medabek wasn't careful enough, the one who caused it, and the one who received it also wasn't careful. So that's a... I think of these great tzaddikim, particularly who died. I was thinking, who killed them? Somebody literally killed them. Without knowing, shogeg. But we know that the Torah takes shogeg very, very seriously. You have to go to Gullahs for shogeg. So this is definitely something to take to heart. And we should talk about zochen. Lo modu l'olam et l'shem v'las l'kaim et tevei parasa v'hava. Lo yera dvarta kol al yadenu chas v'shalom. Nobody should be harmed because of us. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom.